Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 23 through 26, Jesus says, "So when you're offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you're on your way with him to court, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." So, Jesus quickly shifts the focus of his message to reconciliation between people. So, more important than making an offering to God is making amends with people we've injured or offended in some way. In fact, we should not even attempt to present ourselves to the Lord until we've set things right with the people with whom we are at odds. Now, this aligns really well with the Christian understanding that to love God means to live charitably and graciously with other people. In fact, the best way to express love and devotion to the Lord is by living well and generously with others. For Jesus, loving God and loving neighbor were inseparable commands. You cannot have one without the other. Now, one of the interesting features of these two expressions of reconciliation, the one with brother and sister and the one who takes you to court, is that both examples assume the responsibility for the relational challenges are Jesus' listeners, and by extension, us. The assumption in this text is that someone may have something against us, or that we may have an accuser that might take us to court. I want you to catch this. It's a subtle but important inference. Jesus assumes, according to this text, that we bear some responsibility for any relational break, and therefore, we're to take the initiative to make amends and bring about reconciliation. Now, it's more than likely that the assumption of guilt on our part for relational rifts is unlikely to sit well with us. However, I've got to tell you, after 25 years of ministry and from personal life experience, it's abundantly clear to me that when a relational rift comes to the fore, when a relationship breaks down, there's more than enough blame to go around. While guilt for a broken relationship may lie more with one person than another, we all bear a degree of responsibility when relationships are damaged. Now, as Christians in a faith tradition that emphasizes the need for forgiveness to sustain relationships, Jesus charges us to be the ones to make the first move toward reconciliation, no matter who might be primarily at fault. God doesn't care about any offering more than our gift of forgiveness toward others. Jesus wants us to be the ones to initiate efforts that mend rifts between people. Leave the altar to address relational issues. Come to terms, whatever the cost, with those with whom you are at odds. While the work of reconciliation may be difficult and even unpalatable to us, the rationale is clear. If God has forgiven us so that we can be reconciled to God, we must make that same offering to others. In fact, reconciliation is the best gift we could ever offer the Lord. So the question I want you to wrestle with is not dissimilar from other questions already addressed, but who is someone with whom you're currently at odds? Who's someone you're struggling with right now? Either a family member, a friend, a coworker? And then in terms of practice, take time today to reach out to that person you're struggling with. Doesn't matter whether it's a friend, family member, a coworker, a neighbor. Thoughtfully acknowledge the rift. Don't talk about blame, just acknowledge the rift and state where you believe you bear some of the responsibility for the break. So take it upon yourself. And then try to do the slow but important work of resolution, or at least work toward peace. Let's pray for that. Lord God, when we're at odds with someone, we tend to be more focused on how we've been offended than how we might have given offense. In fact, the thought of making an effort at reconciliation with someone we don't particularly care for, Lord, is unpleasant. We'd rather discard certain relationships than work to reconcile them. And yet, Lord God, we would not want that to be the way you deal with us when we offend you. We would not want you to discard us or discount the possibility of reestablishing a relationship with us. When we pray the prayer, "Your Son taught us, Lord," we speak the words, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." In that prayer, what we're asking is that you would be as forgiving of us as we are of others. So, Lord God, help us. Help us to be more forgiving and reconciling so that we can continue to expect the same from you. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.